under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. We'll be asking the question today, is man immortal? Is man immortal? If you do not understand that term, let's ask it this way. Does man, that's humanity, human beings, does man live for eternity? Is there a point in time that man ceases to exist? I'm talking about man, real man, the real me, the real you, not the physicality. Do we exist forever? Every believer, every person seeking the truth, ladies and gentlemen, must be very, very careful today. In fact, the more I see, the longer I live, and I'm still under 100, I become more and more aware of the fact that there is vast chaos, confusion, causing calamity in the hearts and the minds of men and women, boys and girls in our nation today. There are multitudes of voices, radio and television, clamoring for the attention of man, having their biases, their theological dogma, their doctrinal dogmas, that many times does not align with the scripture. This is the reason I say each and every day, we need to be careful that we view everything under the prism, through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Now, I'm not concerned today with what Tertullian may have said in the second century. I'm not concerned about what Origen might have said in the second century. I'm not concerned about what St. Augustine, and I use the term saint he ain't, if I can use that poor grammar to emphasize it. I'm not concerned about what Augustine might have said. I'm concerned about what the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God says. It is for today, for yesterday, tomorrow, and forever. God's Word never changes. Man may change. Philosophies and doctrinal error may continue to exist, but God's Word remains the same. It never changes. Now, I understand that we have, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 different translations today, where there's an attempt to modulate, modify, and change the Word of God to fit what man thinks, what man says, and the philosophical feelings and thoughts of man. That doesn't change the fact that God's Word is absolutely inspired, infallible, inerrant, plenary. That is the totality of what God has for man. So ponder on that for a moment. We're going to have a brief monologue. Then the telephone lines will be open. And lest I forget it, and many times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're always delighted to have those that join us by way of the internet. We have some family friends out in Oregon that's tuned in each and every day by way of internet. We're delighted that people are doing that. We invite you to tell others. It's not just something you pick up on radio. The transmission can be picked up on the internet. Truth Network, find that, look for Truths That Free, let's face the issues, and we'll talk about that which we're finding in studies like today. Have Dr. Glenn Davis with me today. I'm thankful that he's with us. Looking forward to what God is going to say in our dialogue and discussion. But let me tell you this, and I've said it each and every day and continue the mantra, that we face the issues based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And ladies and gentlemen, that couple of verses is vital today. If you continue, that means constantly stay in my word, not in what the founding church fathers may have said, but in my word, that's the word of God. Then you're my disciples indeed. Word indeed means you're truly, sincerely, a genuine, bona fide disciple. A disciple is identified with the one that stays in the word of God. And Jesus goes on to say, and you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117:2, the latter portion of that verse, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It does not change. It's not modulating. It does not diminish in any fashion. But truth is not received today. It was the secularist George Orwell in the dystopian novel 1984 said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that is relevant and real today. If you speak the truth, countering error, something is wrong. In fact, in the Galatian text, the Apostle Paul said to the Galatian believers in the church, have I become your enemy because I have told you the truth? Many times that's what takes place today in society. People get all upset when you tell them the truth. I'm looking at an article that was a quote from former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. And Jim DeMint says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in Christian churches, where there's an argument, there's debate about what is truth and who's telling the truth. It's a pretty easy, how would you say, hurdle to overcome. Just go to what the Scripture says. And yet we find today 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, that say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. You may think you have the truth, but it is no such thing as having a different version of truth. You might take it different facts and try to modulate and mold them into your thinking, but it does not change what is true. And that applies today more than ever before to the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my mantra. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators, especially for the hurricane season that we're entering into now. Tools for Time has the Honda generators, and ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com. But ladies and gentlemen, wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains it to be so. drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Pastor Davis, thank you for being here today. Looking forward to our lively discussion. I'm praying that others will pick up on our discussion, call in with their questions and comments, dialogue in relationship to it. So thank you for joining us today. And I know that it's been raining up your way, just as it's been raining all over America for the past 2 weeks.
Amen. Well, it's not been so terrible, but I thank God, amen, because this is still another day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we can rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of 37 years.
Amen.
And a special birthday shout, Dr. Youngblood. I want everybody to help me celebrate, amen, a great mother, amen, in Folkston, Georgia, that will be celebrating 104 years young on tomorrow.
Amen. And who is
praise
that?
God.
Who
amen.
Is that?
You know, you and I, amen, we keep saying, amen, we're not 100 yet.
That's
we're
right.
less than
we're 100. Under 100.
But Jeez. Here's a mother, amen, who God has blessed.
Amen.
Amen. To be here for 104 years. Still have, amen, a good mind. Mm-hmm. Amen. She can sit down and talk to you about so many great things.
Amen.
She's still a mother that encourages everybody in the Lord, and she is a praying mother. So I want to say, Mother Sally Chapman, amen, happy birthday. Early happy birthday to you on today. Amen.
Happy birthday, Miss Sally. We praise the Lord for you, and we ask God to bless you today. And praying this is a wonderful, wonderful day. It's the day that God's made, and we're going to rejoice in it, as
amen.
Dr. Davis just said. And that's a wise, wise, wise verse for us to cling to each and every day.
Amen. Amen.
We are delighted. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply reiterate a couple of thoughts to get into the meat of what we're wanting to talk about today. Every believer, listen, every believer, every person, I believe, is really seeking to find answers to life. I don't know if anybody will say, I'm not interested in life and living. I'm not interested in finding answers to life and living. This is the reason you can turn the television on, ladies and gentlemen. And on every channel, they're going to tell you about some drug or some medication or some pill or some vitamin or some minerals that you can take. And it make you think better, make you sleep better, make you walk better, make you talk better, make you live longer, et cetera, et cetera.
Amen.
And so
amen.
We find that permeates society. And so also, you've got those on television and radio. You can roll the channel. I call it watching the Heresy Broadcast Network. You can roll the channel and watch a number of voices that's giving you answers that are not simply not biblical answers. You can pick up your mouse and search online and find thousands and thousands and thousands of voices that are trying to tell you what the Bible says. But most of the time, they're following Plato, Aristotle, or Tertullian, or Origen, or St. Augustine, or some other, quote, so-called saint of yesteryear, rather simply analyzing what the Scripture says and making a decision on that. Who we listen to, Pastor, who we listen to, who we read behind, who we watch on television, who we hear on radio, and inculcating that in our lives makes a vast, vast difference on who we are as a person and what we believe.
Amen.
Let me just
Amen.
Say this, Pastor Davis, then you can comment. I believe that 99% of those, and I believe I'm probably a little bit under the real number, but 99% of those, in my most humble opinion, that say they're saved rarely read the Bible.
Amen.
They
Amen.
Want to listen to some Dr. Divine. I didn't say Dr. Vines. I said Dr. Divine.
Amen.
Some,
Amen.
Some Dr. Johnny come lately that's supposed to have all of the answers, and they will believe what that person says without ever studying the Scripture and looking at Scripture in context. And I've said before, and you've heard me say that, there are five important things in Bible
Amen.
Study. Context, 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 context.
Amen.
If it's a text out of context, it's a pretext and should never be used for a text.
Amen.
And yet we have those today that are doing that. So, Pastor Davis, before we get into the essence of the subject about man's immortality, or does man live forever, or is man simply mortal and not immortal, we're going to talk about that. And I want our callers to call in and ask their questions. Before we get into that, simply speak to our listeners about the importance of Bible study in context, Bible study, to study thyself, study the, be able to make sure that we know, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Is that important?
Amen. Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, the Bible speaks clearly, you know, to that point, because if we go back into the teachings of, let's go back to the apostles,
mm-hmm.
amen, even after the day of Pentecost, they had false teachers following them around.
That's right.
That were trying to pervert some mm-hmm. from the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So that their soul wouldn't be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Apostle Paul came on the scene and went around trying to establish and confirm churches, he had the very same problem.
Yes. They're on his heels.
Amen. And then when we get to the book, amen, of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, John also speaks to that effect
mm-hmm.
about false teachers coming along, trying to pervert those away from the knowledge of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
We have no excuse today because, I mean, we have the internet, we have Google. I mean, you know, and we found out that can be used in bad ways.
Good
as
and
well.
Bad, right.
And sometimes I'm kind of being vexed mm-hmm. more or less by, you know, what's available on the internet because people take it and use it in such a negative way
yes.
to where, I mean, it ends up doing more harm, than good.
Than good. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can Google just about anything we want to know on mm-hmm. today, so we don't have any excuse for not coming into the knowledge of certain things. But let me advise you on today that there is nothing better than reading it in black and white.
That's right, in the book.
Amen. You
the
need
book
to go,
of books.
Amen, to the printed pages.
That's right.
That's why God gave us the privilege for everyone to have their own personal copy, amen, of his word, so that we can sit down and do it as he told us to do it according to the scripture.
Amen. Amen.
When we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, he commanded the men. Mm-hmm. God is still looking for a few good men on
right.
today.
Amen.
Amen. But he commanded us, amen, as the leaders of our household to teach it.
Day and night.
Day and night. Mm-hmm. When we're laying down, when we rise down, when we're sitting down, when we rise up, when we walk by the wayside, put it on the doorposts of your house, mm-hmm. put it on the gates of your fence. Amen. In other words, he wanted you to drive it home if we keep it within the confines of scripture. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something, amen. I'm not speaking that to the point of saying that, amen, scripture confines us or constricts us
right.
from any type of freedom because everything we need, amen, Peter said, amen, God has given us, amen, everything we need, amen, according to his word.
Right.
So all we have to do, amen, is walk within the word of God because as long as we are doing that, we can receive the blessing that he had promised to give us because evil only brings destruction in our
absolutely.
Lives. And God already knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants us to keep away from that and stay within the confines. And this is the reason why I don't understand why they talk about border walls.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. President Trump did a great thing, amen, to put up border walls.
Right.
And now they are beginning to see, amen, the real benefits of that, even though they hate the man with a passion.
Right.
That's okay. Another day and another time. We're not going to worry about that.
Right.
Amen. We don't mm-hmm. want to open up a can of worms.
Right.
But let's make sure we understand we're trying to stick within the confines of God's word. Amen. Knowing, amen, that everything we need that pertain unto life and godliness, like Peter said, is right there for us. God doesn't have any reason to mislead us on today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's learn how to trust him.
That's
amen.
Right. And the thing, Pastor, that comes to my mind when you say that, the scripture doesn't say any place with any footnotes. The footnotes, by the way, are not inspired. The scripture doesn't say any place, thus saith Tertullian, or thus saith Origen, or thus saith St. Augustine, or Martin Luther, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Although when you go back in church history, there were some things that were good out of each of those, but we can't place our faith and trust and confidence in
Amen.
What they said, but what the Bible says. And we can't put our faith and trust and confidence in what they said that the Bible says. We need to study for ourselves and see what God tells us that his word says.
Well, the one thing, the one problem I had with that, Dr. Youngblood, and I can remember you teaching us, amen, back in the fall, amen, about the gentleman that said, solo scriptura.
Right.
You know, other words,
scripture only.
Just scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But he stepped outside of what he was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he said that, you know, used that phrase,
yeah,
he didn't mean that in a positive way because he went in another direction.
Doing the allegorization of scripture. Yes.
So now where would that leave us if we're saying that we're going to adopt that same principle and then we step outside of what we're saying because we don't really believe what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And you know, men have that problem on today. And I just want to read just one thing I got here from John chapter 6. Jesus, amen, confronted, amen, his disciples with that problem when he told them, if they don't eat his flesh and drink his blood, they have no life in them.
Right.
In other words, no eternal life. So listen, they said, amen, in verse number 60, just that one verse, I'm just going to drive that point home. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it?
Mm-hmm.
We are here today, amen, to let you know, if you don't believe in the scripture as God says, you cannot inherit eternal life. You will not go to heaven because, listen, as God is an eternal being, he made man in his image, and man was supposed to just reproduce God.
Right.
In other words, another person in God's image, as long as we're here on the face of the earth. But he chose to go in another different direction, introducing evil into society.
Right.
So going back to what I said, the devastating effects of sin, which is evil, that was introduced in society, brought forth death.
That's right.
The physical death, amen, of the body. But the soul lives on. Mm-hmm. So we want you to know, you seal your destiny today by the choice that you make in this very life right now.
Absolutely. You touched on that with Adam.
Amen.
And Eve. Let me just dig into that just for a moment. It's a little out of the direction that I had intended in my thoughts, but it still works well. Adam and Eve, as Steve Greggs, that's Steve Greggs, Jerry GG, as Steve Greggs comes on this same network at 4 o'clock each afternoon, and he's 100% heretic, 100%. And he says that God had shut Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, and they could not eat because he told them not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because if they did, they would not die. And so therefore, that means that man is mortal because he ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God shut them out, and then man died, and therefore that is proof positive that man is not immortal. Now, speak to the issue for a moment, Dr. Davis. Is there a difference between body and soul? Is there a difference between the physicality and the spirituality, the spirit part of man? Is there a difference, and what is that difference?
Amen. Well, when we look at God, amen, he is a tripartite being.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We call that the Trinity.
That's right.
You won't find the word Trinity in the Scripture.
Absolutely.
Amen. For some, amen. But some want to. You know, they always have, again, false teachings, you know, just what we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then man made in the image of God, so we have spirit, soul, and body.
Right.
Okay, the spirit, that's the breath of God, amen. The soul, that's your innermost being.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the body, amen, the outer shell.
Right.
One day this shell is going back, amen, to where it come from, because God said that when man dies, back to the dust he'll return.
Right.
Okay, but after that, your spirit, amen, goes back to the one, amen, to the one who gave it, and that was God, and then your soul, amen, has to dwell somewhere. So, being that you know that, and I hope that you know that you know that,
amen,
on today, let's make sure that you make a conscious decision about that, because just like God lives forever, man also has to live forever. But you're going to live forever somewhere.
Someplace.
Now, will you be
places.
With God?
That's right.
Or will you go to hell? Now, let's make sure we straighten that out, too. God said hell wasn't made for man. It was made for the devil and
his angels.
But because mankind has made the choice to follow the devil, then you're going where the devil is.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well stated. One of the things, too, let me remind our listeners, it's 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And the question today, ladies and gentlemen, is man immortal or just a mortal being? That is, does man live forever, or is there a time when man no longer exists? Now, I'm not talking about the physicality, as the one that I spoke of earlier, Steve Greggs, that says because Adam and Eve had to be shut out of the garden so that they would not live forever, that man does not live forever, that man is simply a mortal being, that when man dies, his body goes to the grave. And he has a major, major, major problem trying to differentiate what happens to a lost person and a saved person when they die.
Well, let me just say this to you, Dr. Young. Yes. I know you've got right. a lot of good stuff right there. Man has deceived himself so terribly on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to speak to this fact because some think that if they cremate the body.
That's right. It's over.
It's all over.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Some in their mortal minds think if a body gets blown apart, like sometimes in a war, and God bless our men that go out and fight for this country.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes, amen, they step on what's called an IED.
IED.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. And it blows them apart and body parts are scattered everywhere, not to be found.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it's all over, said and done. But not so. Scripture lets us know, amen, that at the great white throne judgment, amen, there's going to have to be accountability.
Right.
Everyone is going to have to come back. Now, how God does that, that's up
that's
to him.
God.
Amen. Let's make sure we're not here to try to figure that out.
That's right.
But we know God is God and he has mm-hmm. all power.
Absolutely.
So let's leave that right there. Mm-hmm. But what we want to make you know on today and help you to understand, there will be a day of accounting because just like, amen, judgment has got to come. Amen. Everyone was created and given, amen, a lifespan or a time period here on earth to either accept or reject Christ. If you accept him, good. You'll appear at the Bema seat
mm-hmm.
to receive your reward,
right.
judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
But if not, then the great white throne.
Absolutely.
No saints will be there.
That's right.
Amen.
Only the Lord.
So only you'll look for mm-hmm. at that time is a fiery indignation, amen, of judgment and wrath poured out upon people that have rejected God
yes.
and counted, amen, the blood of the covenant as an unworthy thing.
That's it. Absolutely.
Amen.
Couldn't have said it better. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, does a man live forever? Is man immortal? Or is he simply a mortal individual? Some say that he is simply mortal. In fact, this same person, Steve Griggs, that I'm speaking about, and if you'd like, if you listen to him and you want to defend his position, call me. Tell me why. Give me the text that you want to argue or debate or to challenge or chide and conclude that somehow, some way, that he may be right. But he really rejects the place called hell. He says that one time he really believed in a place called hell, but he's learned better since. He believes, and let me use the illustration, Pastor Davis, that he just used day before yesterday on radio. He said that if a man commits a crime and he's sentenced by a judge for 20 years or 50 years, whatever his sentence is in jail, and he finishes his time in jail, he's released, it's over. So also, he says, if a person thinks that God is going to send a person to hell, and that's for eternity with no end, then that is an unjust God. His words are not mine. Ladies and gentlemen, that's spitting in the face of God. That is calling God's word a lie. That is denying the truth of the word of God.
Amen.
As Dr. Davis said a few moments ago, we're created in the image of God. We're created as a trichotomous being, body, soul, and spirit. And just as the Genesis text is very real and says that God said to Adam and Eve, the day that you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die. He's talking about that physical death, the physical death. He's not talking about the spirit of the soul of man. He's talking about the physicality of man. Every one of us, every one of the sound of my voice, one day will pass from this life unto life hereafter.
Amen.
It will either be heaven or hell.
Well, let's understand something, Dr. Youngblood. Death is undefeated.
That's right.
One out of one dies.
That's right.
So,
in fact, you go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, is a wonderful, wonderful study, a classic chapter
Amen.
On death and resurrection.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, some people are teaching today that a person can be saved and lost with no eternal security. Some people are teaching today that if a person goes to hell, it will be for a brief period of time and not for eternity. Some are teaching today that man is simply a mortal being, that one day he'll die, and that's the end of it. Just like the dog, when a dog dies, that's the end of it. Others are saying, as Steve Griggs, which does not believe in hell, says that a person that is one day that a person will die, and if he sins, he'll go to hell, but for a brief period of time, he will not be punished forever. Ladies and gentlemen, there are others that say, believe that the body is simply in the grave, its soul sleep. We're going to talk about that further, ladies and gentlemen, after the top of the hour news break. Hang in there, about a 1 minute break, and we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Coast Guard says it was a sudden catastrophic implosion that claimed the lives of the five men on board that small submersible that was descending to the wreck of the Titanic in the North Atlantic earlier in the week. The search and rescue operation ended yesterday, becoming a salvage operation after a small robotic sub located debris on the ocean floor. More than 500 people feared dead in last week's sinking of an overcrowded fishing boat packed with migrants off the coast of Greece. A couple of IRS whistleblowers have told Congress that the Justice Department deliberately hindered an investigation of Hunter Biden, blocking the Delaware U.S. attorney from bringing charges against Hunter in D.C. and California. Stocks deep in the red so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow down 161 points, the Nasdaq off 144. More details at srnnews.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark 5 Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what I consider to be a very sensitive but yet very serious subject today. Is man immortal? Does man live for eternity? By the way, you can go, we'll take our call in just a moment. By the way, you can go to the scripture and the description of heaven and hell as relates to duration always says eternally. Eternally. What does eternally mean? What is eternity? Simply put, eternity is best described as having no end. Having no end. It is an endless period of time. In heaven and in hell, there's no clock, there's no calendar, there's no annual date to give year by year by year. It's simply eternity. And the scripture is very, very clear. Let me just ask three questions. I'll answer them, then we'll take our call. Is man created by God? Yes. God created us in his image. Is man created in the image of God? Yes. He created us in his image. Is man a trichotomous being? That is, does man have a body, soul, and spirit? Yes, we have a body, soul, and spirit. When a Christian dies, where does he go? Either heaven or hell. How long is that period of time? For eternity. So how long is eternity? Without end, never ending. So what does immortal really mean? What does it mean, immortality mean? The word mortal means subject to death. The word immortal means eternity without end. May I say to you, God created man as an immortal being. God is immortal. Man, the part of man that lives forever, is immortal. We might place that body in the tomb and walk away from it with a broken heart. But that's not the end of me or you or any loved one that's passed on from this life. That individual will live for eternity somewhere. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And that somewhere, there's only two places identified in Scripture. That's heaven or hell. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
And Bishop, I appreciate you all. I'm going to tell you, no, we are not. Like you said, there's going to be somewhere that we're going to spend eternity. And I just wanted to ask one question. How in the heck can Joe Biden and his puppet masters do, because his son should have been in prison?
Brother, you're exactly right. We have a dual system of justice. But as the little boy says, the old saying is, it ain't over yet. They're still finding that the Biden family cabal had 22, minimum of 22, limited liability corporations. They've already determined that somewhere between $20 and $30 million went through those accounts and went into the Biden family bank accounts, including Joe Biden. They have documents proving that Hunter Biden got on the telephone, called some of the Russian oligarchs, some of the oligarchs in Ukraine and in China, and threatened them to withhold some kind of funding or programs unless they coughed up the money. It was major Gestapo-style takedowns, and I believe that the end is not yet. I personally believe that nobody will spend time in jail. I personally believe that the real truth will not come out until after the next election. I personally believe that the Republicans, regardless of their saber-rattling today, I believe the Republicans do not have spine, do not have tenacity, do not have backbone enough to then further prosecute those that have brought our country to the level that it's in today. So that's just my little parenthetical footnote on that. But I am thankful for your call, thankful for your insight, and you're exactly right. Every human being is going to die. Every human being is going to spend eternity someplace. And the thing that I want to drive home to our thinking today, we can make a choice. It's a volitional decision. That place called heaven or that place called hell. And one of those places, you and I will reside for eternity. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Keep looking up. Jesus Christ is going to come back soon. And we need to look forward to his sudden seizure, the snatching us out of this old world. So we think about the mortal and the immortality. There's one verse in the scripture that Steve Greggs hangs his hat on and says that, listen to what Steve Greggs, the false teacher that comes on radio broadcast, says that only God is immortal, that man is simply mortal. Only God is mortal. Only God is immortal, that is. Pastor Davis Reed, 1 Timothy chapter 6, Steve Greggs always quotes verse 16. But he pulls it out of context. So go back to verse 11 and read verse 11 through verse 16 for our listening and understanding.
Amen. It says here, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen.
Amen. You notice it talks about there, verse 16, who, referring to God, who, or the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath immortality, who only hath immortality. And so Steve Gregg says that only points out that man is not immortal, but only God. But go back to verse 11. But thou, O man of God, speaking to Timothy, flee those things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience. Fight the good fight in faith. Lay hold of eternal life. What is he talking about, eternal life? Eternal life is found in God through Jesus Christ, which is immortal, and in Christ we live eternity.
Amen.
Through eternity.
And then if you look at verse 11, Dr. Youngblood, all of those things, they build character.
That's right.
Your character has a lot to do with your eternal destiny.
That's right.
Because your character and your works go together.
Once we're saved, it's the works that God's looking at. What
Amen.
Are we doing?
Amen. Your character is who you are.
That's right.
Your works is what you do because of your character.
That's right.
So you're not saved because you do good works. You do good works
because
you're saved.
You're saved. Absolutely.
Praise God.
But our listeners need to understand that you, saved or lost, will live for eternity. In fact, you can go back to the scripture and find dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of verses that relate to that in relationship to it. In fact, one writer said the soul is mentioned more than 250 times in scripture, described as existing always beyond this physical life. And I could go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, the question is, where will you spend eternity? Eternity. That's a pretty long period of time. The fact is, I'm looking at one writer says, do human beings have an immortal soul? Some contend that the Bible teaches that human beings possesses an immortal soul. Others deny the fact. A reader has alleged that expression immortal soul is not consistent with biblical teaching. He contends, and this man is talking about Steve Gregg's, he contends that this concept is more akin to pagan philosophy of Plato than of the scriptures. This gentleman says that 1 Timothy 6:16 affirms that only God possesses immortality. Thus, we as human beings are not immortal. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're made in the image of God, and the Bible says we are immortal souls. Now, this same person that denies the immortality of man says that because of eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the Adam and Eve were shut out because they partook. And then he goes, jumps to Revelation 22, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and talks about the fact that the only way there's immortal life and continual life is that we've got to continue to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, as found in Revelation 22, 1 through 5. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a juxtaposition of Scripture that is not in context with what is being said, and it is rejecting the truth of the Word of God. Mortal simply means subject to death. Immortal is talking about eternity without death. God is immortal. Man is mortal. Yet God's word says that man, the soul of man, that part of man that never dies, will be with God. The confusion, ladies and gentlemen, is found in the lack of understanding that man is created in the image of God. Man, his body, our body, your body, my body, will one day die. Man has a soul or spirit, and the spirit part of man never dies. In fact, Pastor, I believe the best text that we could turn to in relationship to that is Luke chapter 16.
Amen.
Verses 19 and following.
Amen. Amen.
And Luke 16, verse 19 through 31, two men died. One was called the rich man. He died and went to hell. Now, there can be an argument if you want to debate it. We can, but I'm going to cut through the chase. It talks about he died and went to Hades or Sheol, but it's talking about that place called hell. He died and went to hell. Lazarus, the ragged man, I call it the rich man and the ragged man. The ragged man, Lazarus, they didn't have anything. Lazarus was pitiful. He was pathetic. He was a paralytic. He could not walk. He was cast out, thrown out, if you call it, a chariot would drive by the morning and just flip him out there at the gates of the rich man. And he had sores all over his body. He would fill his belly with what the dogs had left over, if you will. But with the rich man, the Bible says he was in torment. And it's in the continuing voice. He was in continual flames. And he looked up, and the thing, Pastor Davis, that is so fascinating with me for that text in Luke chapter 16, the rich man was in hell. If it is simply annihilation, you wouldn't find the words in the 16th chapter of Matthew.
Amen. Amen.
If we're simply, or in Luke, if we're simply where you go there for a little while and you're punished and it's over, it wouldn't record what we find in Luke 16. Read those verses for us so we can complete that thought. Luke 16, verse 19 through 31.
Amen. Says here, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And he is certainly right. Can I drive the nail in that?
Yes.
Christ rose from the dead, and no one listened.
That's right. No one listened.
Praise
God.
And
yet, you see, the man that's in hell all of a sudden becomes evangelistic.
Amen.
He wants to get the word to his brothers, five brothers, that's on their way to hell. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. You find the eternality of the real me and the real you, the spirit being. Our physicality, our physical body will one day die. And there's some coming out of Jehovah's Witness and other false religions that believe there's such as soul sleep or such as annihilation, that the soul will be annihilated. And that's what the flames are for and nothing more. And you'll cease to exist. Here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Simply this. This Steve Gregg's suggests that since 1 Corinthians 15:53 promises, I'm reading from the statement, promises immortality to the redeemed, as something yet to be realized in the future, thus implies that we do not now possess the attributes of immortality. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply a lie. We possess immortality now. It is evidentiary. It is carried out in the fruition of that immortality after this physical body, which is mortal, shall die. In fact, the scripture talks about Satan ultimately being cast into hell. And in Revelation 20 and verse 10, let me take a moment and read that to us. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, it's the word Tartarus, and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. It's in the continuing voice. And may I add to that? And forever, eternally, forever. Now, Pastor Davis, if there's no such thing as eternal or immortality, and if hell is created, and Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 tells us this, Matthew 25, 41, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. How long is hell prepared for? Everlasting, eternal.
Amen.
And I can't help but it's almost laughable if it weren't so serious and critically dangerous for someone to be teaching that hell is not eternal. In fact, Steve Greggs tries to twist the words and come up with the fact that, well, maybe you are immortal, that which you do not have now, but that which you shall have at the resurrection, that you are not immortal until after you have been redeemed and resurrected, and then that resurrected body. He is dealing with two separate issues biblically. Our bodies die, and if we've said yes to Jesus, if we die in the Lord, no such thing as getting saved after death, if we die in the Lord, then we, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 18, we will be resurrected at the rapture, and that physical body will be made alive, and that physical body will join our spirit man and become the resurrected, glorified bodies to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the same is true for that one that is in hell. In fact, in my book, That Place Called Hell, That Place Called Hell, Please Don't Go to Hell, The Biblical Doctrine of Hell, page 37, I write, hell is a place of debauchery, Revelation 21, verse 8 and 22, verse 15. Hell is a place of darkness, Matthew 8, verses 11 through 12. Hell is a place of destitution, Luke 13, 28 says, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell is a place of distress. Luke 13, 28 says, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth and shall go into everlasting punishment.
Amen.
That's not temporary punishment. That's everlasting. And ladies and gentlemen, the only way there can be everlasting joy, everlasting peace, everlasting presence with the Lord Jesus Christ is in that place called heaven. And we live eternally with Jesus if we've said yes to him as Savior and as Lord. There is the place called hell, and everything that it said about hell talks about it being everlasting punishment, everlasting fire. Eternal life is in heaven. Eternal death, darkness and debauchery, destitution and distress is found in that place called hell.
My.
I further say hell is a place of doom. Matthew 25, 14, I just read it. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell is a place of death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Notice it talks about the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Revelation 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, the scripture says. And we're talking about eternal things, Pastor.
My.
And I am saddened to find that there are those that fill the airways across the nation with a despicable defiance of the Word of God, a despicable defiance of the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
That multiplied hundreds, perhaps thousands, will listen to and believe. In my book on page 41, hell is a place of damnation. Psalms 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. And Matthew 23:33 says, "The serpent, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how shall ye escape the damnation of hell?" Hell is a place forever. Revelation 20:10, we read a moment ago, and said, "Shall be tormented day and night forever and forever and forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, we are immortal beings. We, every human being, shall live for eternity someplace. There are two destinations, heaven or hell.
Amen.
There's no in-between. There's no limbo. There's no purgatory. There's no second chance. There's no hung jury. There's no retrial. There's no appeals court. When the life, this life is over, and the body shall die. But ladies and gentlemen, the second death that is spoken of is the death of the soul of the spirit. And now this false teacher, Steve Gregg, says that that points out there that there's a point of death, that second death, and therefore there's no such thing as living in eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, in the context, that's not what it is talking about whatsoever. May I say to you, the confusion is found in the lack of understanding that man is created in the image of God, that there is eternity in one place or the other. In fact, in John 3:15 and 16, Jesus tells us that we can have eternal life. Matthew 19:29 speaks of those who would inherit eternal life. Matthew 25:46 tells of some that will experience eternal punishment. Matthew 25, verse 46 says this, "And these shall go away into everlasting." How long is everlasting? Eternal, no ending. "Everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." That one verse, Matthew 25:46, dispels anything that there would be a differentiation in the word eternity, spoken of for hell or spoken of for heaven. Both speak of eternity, of heaven and hell, in that one verse, Matthew 25:46.
Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, you know, I found some other scripture that was so pertinent to what we are saying on today, because Christ, you know, gave ample warning time after time, you know, to the disciples. And this still goes for us today. Amen. In the book of John, again, chapter 6, verses 44 and 45, this is what he said. He said, "No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Yes.
It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." There's the answer right there, Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely.
Because even in my dissertation, when I wrote about some of the things that the Jehovah Witnesses are teaching, they say that the grave is hell.
That's right.
Okay, so that takes the fire out of it.
That's it. Takes the fire out.
So when we look at even some today, when they run the church and so-called give their heart to God and their hand to the preacher, they're trying to get fire insurance.
That's right.
But this is not what we're trying to give you on today.
That's right. No.
We're not trying to provide you with fire insurance. We're trying to direct you to where you can receive eternal life and eternal quality of life here and now, because, amen, this same man, John, also wrote in 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse number 11, he said, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son."
Right.
Now, how much more plainer can we make it?
Can't.
If you don't come to Jesus, let me read the next one. He said, verse 15, or verse 12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." So if you don't come to Christ, you cannot receive this eternal life that we're talking about on today. And certainly, amen, we want everybody, when it's time to go, amen, when he cracks the sky, because the next thing on his calendar, amen, is the rapture,
the rapture
of the church.
Of the church.
And we're hoping that everybody will go.
I'm praying
amen.
That way.
So we're trying to direct you to where you can receive what God has for you.
One final thought on that, Pastor Davis, and it goes back to the 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 33. David had wept and mourned and was in sackcloth and ashes as long as his son was sick. But when his son died, David said, "I can't go to him." But he knew that he would live for eternity. He says, "I'll be able, he can't come back to me, but I'll be able to go to him." He knew that his son had died and would live for eternity. So how long is eternity? Eternity is never ending. Eternal life is found in Mark 10:30, Luke 10:25, Luke 18:18, etc., etc., etc. Just as there is eternal heaven, there is eternal damnation in that place called hell. So we do live forever. And I pray that you'll live with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7,